Chapter 4 Psychohistory. Gal Dornick, using non-mathematical concepts, has defined psychohistory to be that branch of mathematics which deals with the reactions of human conglomerates to fixed social and economic stimuli. Implicit in all these definitions is the assumption that the human conglomerate being dealt with is sufficiently large for valid statistical treatment. The necessary size of such a conglomerate may be determined by Selden's first theorem, which... A further necessary assumption is that the human conglomerate be itself unaware of psychohistoric analysis in order that its reactions be truly random. The basis of all valid psychohistory lies in the development of the Selden functions, which exhibit properties congruent to those of such social and economic forces as... Encyclopedia Galactica. Good afternoon, sir, said Gal. You didn't think we were to meet before tomorrow? Ordinarily, we would not have. It is just that if we are to use your services, we must work quickly. It grows continually more difficult to obtain recruits.
I don't understand, sir.
You were talking to a man on the observation tower, were you not?
Yes. His first name is Gerald. I know no more about him.
His name is nothing. He is an agent of the Commission of Public Safety. He followed you from the spaceport.
But why? I am afraid I am very confused.
Did the man on the tower say nothing about me? Gal hesitated.
He referred to you as Raven Selden.
Did he say why?
He said you predict disaster.
I do. What does Trantor mean to you? Everyone seemed to be asking his opinion of Trantor. Gal felt incapable of response beyond the bare word,
glorious.
You say that without thinking. What of psychohistory?
I haven't thought of applying it to the problem.
Before you are done with me, young man, you will learn to apply psychohistory to all problems as a matter of course. Observe.
Selden removed his calculator pad from the pouch at his belt. Men said he kept one beneath his pillow for use in moments of wakefulness. Its gray, glossy finish was slightly worn by use. Selden's nimble fingers, spotted now with age, played along the hard plastic that rimmed it. Red symbols glowed out from the gray. He said, "That represents the condition of the Empire at present." He waited.